Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 10 till the hour. No, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of my favorite folks. One of the smartest people I know, ladies and gentlemen, someone who knows more about health care policy than anybody else on the planet, the president of the Galen Institute. ObamacareWatch.com, is that right?
It's .org. ObamacareWatch.org is where we aggregate what we think are the best stories about really the honest coverage of this law, plus the stuff we write ourselves.
Right. And of course, then Galen.org. Folks, if you want to support the hard work that Galen does and Grace Marie and her team do on behalf of market-based solutions, please go there and support them if you can. Grace Marie, handicap what's going to happen. They're talking about a vote before the 4th, which is this week.
Well, Senator McConnell is planning, today's Wednesday, Tuesday. On Wednesday, Senator McConnell says he's going to bring the measure to the floor for a vote to proceed with debate. That's critical. Are they going to allow him to even bring it to the floor? He's got to get his 50 votes for that. And then they begin 20 hours of, they have 20 hours of debate for that. Then if that passes, they have what they call Votorama. Anybody can produce an amendment, no debate. They have to vote on it right away. And they may, if they do get through the procedural vote, and I don't know if they will, then they very likely will vote on this either late Friday night, early Saturday morning, and then they plan to send it directly to the House. They may keep the House in. The House is supposed to adjourn on Thursday, but they may keep the House here to just get it through the House done so that the president can sign it maybe as early as next week. That is Leader McConnell's goal.
They've got to get three of the six who defected.
Yeah, they do. They've got to get. Well, and there are several today. I mean, this is the time for people.
No, they've got to get four of the six.
Get attention and say, you know, I want my moment in the sun to say that I got something for my constituents. Fortunately, the Congressional Budget Office score says that this bill reduces the deficit by about $350 billion.
Right.
So they've got some money to play with. You're my money, but to put new spending provisions in this bill.
Do you think
see some amendments to
it? Do you think at least some of the six are in a position to say, I'm resisting this to the last minute to show my folks how hard I worked, but I didn't want to make the perfect the enemy of the good, and I didn't want to, you know, take us all down. I wanted to make something happen, so I'm going to vote for it in the end.
I think that, as somebody says, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That really what they want is something in the bill that they can claim is there because they demanded it.
Right.
That they can tell their constituents. So there are going to be amendments. There may be changes before it comes to the floor.
Would it be amendments that will weaken the bill, make it not as nearly as strong as it was?
It'll mean spending more money.
Okay.
And you can decide whether that's good or bad.
Right. Well, it's politics. It's ugly.
It's the way it always works. That's the way they passed this in the first place.
That's right. It's ugly.
You know, it was a buy and vote. That's how we got the Louisiana Purchase. And
right. Exactly.
The
people remember that?
Kickback
remember
and
the
all
last, remember
things.
Landrieu's vote right. at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nebraska, the Cornhusker.
It's going to happen again.
Remember the Cornhusker deal, too?
Kickback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two guys held out at the end.
And the Connecticut Con. And
yeah. Well, no, it's true, folks. It's ugly, but this is how it works.
Yeah.
But we have to start somewhere.
We have to get this done. And I think the House, I'd hope that they don't change it so much. I did a briefing yesterday for House senior staffers to try to explain to them what's in the Senate bill with a couple of my colleagues. And I hope the House will see that, folks, the longer this goes, the worse this bill is going to get. And if they don't pass this, they are going to have to pass something, and they're going to have to go to Democrats for votes, and we know what that's going to mean.
Yeah.
And that's going to mean even more spending and even fewer changes to the ACA. There are good reforms in this Senate bill.
Is the argument, do you really want to be the senator that killed health care reform? Is that going to work with some of these guys?
We hope. Do they want to be the one?
Probably not Rand Paul, though, right?
No, I think Rand Paul's a goner. They know that. So really, they only have one that they could lose. And Susan Collins says she's not voting for it. So they don't have any to lose.
Those two. That's exactly right. Hey, Grace Marie, I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim, for having me on. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could. Oh, by the way, hey, Grace Marie, are you going to be on television anytime this week?
I'll probably be on Fox this week, but nothing scheduled. Fox Business. Look at the Barney Show.
Check it out, folks. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. You and I are better off because of the hard work that she's doing. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.